Proclamation number 4431 of 10th of September, 1948. Reference to spiritual convulsion. Rome. Right Church of Christ. You humans on earth have to expect a great spiritual shock, for I want to show you that my arm also reaches where you believe to have built on solid foundations. I want to disturb you from your complacent rest so that you will become agitated and seriously ask yourselves what I intend and want to tell you through this visible sign of my displeasure with your building, which seems to you to be extremely good and sublime. In the last days I need workers who are diligently active for me and my kingdom. I need servants who have a living faith and make the working of my spirit in them possible through a life of love according to my will. I need good shepherds for my sheep and thus eager representatives of my word, which is to be conveyed to people in all purity and which I therefore convey to my servants on earth by direct means so that it can be conveyed to people unadulterated. And this is the work of my servants, the laborers in my vineyard, for the time of harvest has come, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. And thus I obviously work outside of those who believe to be my representatives on earth. And I myself have chosen my right representatives who, however, do not recognize the former as my emissaries and therefore do not want to accept my word. And therefore it is necessary for me to manifest myself through an external sign so that people will become suspicious and reflective. 12th of the 9th, 1948. For it is of urgent necessity that people think about the worthlessness of what people have built if it does not correspond to my will. They should think about the form in which I want to see my will fulfilled, what is of rightful value before me and what alone is advantageous for the soul for eternity. They should abandon preconceived opinions, traditionally adopted spiritual knowledge which is of no value because it is characterized by externalities which cover the core and make it unrecognizable. It is to be clarified what the characteristics of the church are which I myself founded on earth. It is to be illuminated from earthly teachings which are to be considered erroneous because they make the affiliation to my church dependent on the affiliation to a certain denomination, which never corresponds to my will. Everything that is organized is the work of human beings, for my church is only a purely spiritual building. It is its foundation in thinking and striving, in wanting and acting according to my will and will never be outwardly recognizable in any other way than in active loving activity and the resulting recognition and understanding of everything I demand of you humans to believe, which I submit to you and convey to you as spiritual knowledge mentally or through the inner word. The visible working of my spirit in the human being. Enlightened thinking and convinced faith is the sure characteristic of the church which I myself founded, but which is more likely to be found outside a church organization, although it can also make people happy within such an organization, as long as they understand the core. My Christian doctrine of love. Of everything else, but then they will also realize how little value any ceremony as well as the entire worldly style structure is for the soul's development. Indeed, it is often even a hindrance, because profound inner immersion and striving for heartfelt union with me is impeded by externalities which captivate people's eyes and senses. The human being who has recognized the happiness that lies in the intimate bond with me, who has found his way into the spiritual kingdom and entered into mental contact with its inhabitants, will never again take pleasure in actions which are obviously carried out. He will turn his back on them because he recognizes and feels them as not wanted by me. And this is to be recorded as spiritual progress, which I want to help all people to achieve by directing everyone's eyes to an event which clearly reveals my hand. I will lower doubt into the hearts which they shall deal with if they are of good will and seek the truth. I will shake the foundation, and good for him who recognizes the language of God in it he will gain if he gives, for he receives precious gifts and exchanges worthless goods for them. He joins my church, which can only be understood purely spiritually. Amen.